Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, pet pals. Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We got a perfect pair of guests today. One is a top-notch veterinarian. The other, well, you have been singing his song since the 90s. Together, they're here on a campaign to help cat lovers manage dating when allergens get in the way. Can I get an achoo? So, please, enough pussyfooting around. Please welcome Nick Lachey and Purina veterinarian Dr. Michelle Moyo. Welcome, welcome, you two.
Good morning. What a perfect intro that was.
Good morning. Good morning. Don't let the cat get your tongue. The campaign, it's a video campaign. It's called Live Clear, Love Clear. Nick, what's that all about?
Yeah, well, Live Clear, Love Clear is a series of videos that highlights the struggles that cat owners sometimes face, juggling cat allergens in the dating world. And it highlights the journey they have gone on to navigate those struggles. And I think what it really illustrates is that while they can be struggles, they're not struggles that you can't overcome with the help of Purina One Live Clear. So very excited about this series. You can check it out on Purina One's YouTube page, their cat YouTube page.
Very nice. Nice. And we got the good doctor in the house from Purina. Tell us, what is that? It's food, right?
Yes. So Purina One Live Clear is a dry cat food that comes in both a kitten and adult formulation. It's a tasty, complete and balanced, nutritious diet that utilizes a protein to neutralize cat allergens at the source, which is in the cat's mouth. And it can actually decrease cat allergens by 47% at day 21 of feeding, which is really incredible. So it's a really nice tool in the toolbox for our cat owners who would like to date some other people that might be sensitive to cat allergens.
So thank you. So how does a nice gentleman lead singer from a band that also has been on shows like Love is Blind on Netflix team up with Purina, Nick? I know beautiful dog Wookie, and now you have Dasher. Wookie was your dog, right?
Yeah, Wookie was our dog. Unfortunately, he's in the great kennel in the sky at this point, but we had a very nice run with Wookie. He was our first child, as we like to say. But no, as you mentioned, I host a lot of shows that deal with love and making connections, and so I love to see people make connections. But let's be honest, dating is kind of a tough thing sometimes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A long-distance relationship or people's schedules, or for cat owners, sometimes cat allergens get in the way, which is why I'm so excited to partner up with Purina One Live Clear, which is, as we mentioned, an allergen, cat allergen reducing cat food, to highlight some of the stories of people who have found a way not to let cat dander.
Nobody wants to kiss somebody when they're about to sneeze, right?
Well, I do think it's a little bit of a buzzkill when you're having a reaction and sneezing and watery eyes. And yeah, it can't put a damper on the love life. So that's why Purina One Live Clear is such an important tool in the toolbox, as you mentioned, to kind of get past those obstacles and find those connections you're looking for in the dating world.
And Dr. Michelle, it seems like cats are getting a second popularity resurgence these days. Real men love cats, right?
Yes, 100%. I love cats. And obviously, I'm biased as a cat owner.
Oh,
just
good.
As an aside.
I grew up with three cats, and I like to think I'm a real man. So yeah, real men like cats. Yeah.
I think you're a real man. And Michelle, I think you're a real gal. That's cool. What is it about cats that intrigues you the most, Nick? Because they're not little dogs.
No, I mean, I think cats have such a different personality than do dogs. You know, there's an independence, first of all, that cats have. As dogs need a lot more of attention. They need a lot more care. You know, cats are much more independent. And cats seem to, I always get the impression that cats know more than we do. You know what I mean?
Like,
I always get the impression I'm on the wrong end of that equation. But
it's true.
Yeah, they're fascinating creatures. A lot of fun. I don't have any cats anymore, but as I said, I grew up with cats and loved all three of them.
Working on them.
Buzzy, Squeaky, and Oreo were my cats.
Oh, good name.
Full disclosure.
That'll probably be a Jeopardy clue. You know that. They're going to do a Nick Lachey commercial question, and we all heard it here on the O Behave show. These are the three original cats of Nick Lachey. How's that? That was growing up. Were you in...
There you go.
You were growing up in the Midwest, right?
I did, yeah. Grew up in Cincinnati, and those are my three cats in old Cincy.
What about your cats, Dr. Michelle? You're going to do a shout out, unless there's 17 of them. We only have a few minutes on the show.
Yes. Shout out to Greg, my cat. She's the queen. Her name is Greg. And Roy Kent, if you're a Ted Lasso fan, that will land. And I'm currently fostering two cats. If you need cats, I'm your connection, Bix and Ferrix, because we're Andor fans in our house as well. A little Star Wars nod.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gosh, I'm learning so much from you too. What's it like to be part of there? Is this the first time you guys have met? And is this the first time you get to team up with a veterinarian, Nick?
I can say it's the first time I've ever done a satellite media tour with a veterinarian. Yeah, this is, I'm checking off boxes this morning. But yeah,
last.
They certainly don't trust me to give all the important information about this amazing product. So thank God that Dr. Moyle is here to decipher all of that.
Well, she threw out some stats at me, and I used to be a sports writer, so I got them. Dr. Michelle, you got to tell me, what's your favorite 98 Degrees song? No pressure. He's right here.
Ooh.
Oh, see. It's easy. That's easy. Give me one more night. That's
all
easy.
All right.
Una noche.
That's a vibe.
Well done. Well done. Thank God I found you. I do cherish this interview.
Oh.
I do.
Those puns. Keep them coming.
Sometimes I feel like the Invisible Man, but not this morning.
That was
really special.
Perfect.
Oh, I think the three of us could get in some good trouble, don't you think?
I have that impression, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really need our cats to have good food, and we need our people, two-leggers, to have happy love lives, right? And it sounds like this is the team
yes.
to help get that message across.
Yeah.
100%.
You want to throw any other things about it, Dr. Michelle?
Yes. We would love for you to do two things. Get more information on Purina One Live Clear and watch the Live Clear Love Clear series. So for more information on both of those things and to watch the series, go to youtube.com/Purina1Cat.
Nice, nice. All right, I know you're on,
well,
on a schedule, but I got to ask you, Nick, if you could have any trait a cat has, and the same is going to you, Dr. Uh-huh. Michelle, what would it be and why?
Oh.
If I could have any what? I'm sorry.
Trait.
Oh, any trait.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Please don't say you want to use a litter box.
I'd be down to have nine lives.
Oh! Nine lives is still, I've seen that in practice.
Yeah.
I've seen that in practice. That's real.
I'm into that.
I would say a cat's jumping ability. It's really outstanding. I mean, even kittens can just jump an outstanding height. It's impressive.
All right. I do thank you for helping cats, and I do thank you for bringing some more love into the world. Any parting message, Nick? How did you survive this interview? You okay about this?
My parting message would be if you suffer from, you know, sensitivity to cow allergens or date someone who suffers from, you know, sensitivity to cow allergens, then check out this amazing product because it will definitely change your future and your life. So
love life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have now survived being on the longest pet podcast on the planet. We've been on the air since 07 when no one knew what a podcast was. And I think my coffee mug has a podcast now. I don't know, but I want to thank you both for being on the show. This is my producer, Mark Winter. Hey, guys, good luck with the satellite media tour. We're glad we could be on.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Pet Pals. Woo! That was quick. This is kind of a special episode of the O Behave Show because Nick Lachey and the good doctor, Dr. Michelle from Purina, are on a satellite media tour. We got a whopping 10 minutes with him, and we used every second of that. But I wanted to just let you know who he is. Nick Lachey was the lead singer of 98 Degrees, and he's been on a number of TV shows and hosts. He's on Love is Blind on Netflix. He's been on The Ultimatum and Perfect Match. Yep, he is married to Vanessa Joy Lachey. They have three kids. You heard him allude to his very first child, a four-legger named Wookie, a dog. They loved that dog. And they said Wookie lived to be 15 and Wookie let them get some skills to be good parents. They now have a dog named Dasher. But as Nick said, he grew up with not one, not two, but three kitties. And Dr. Michelle Moyo from Purina, man, she's got some credentials that'll make your brain hurt. And she's part of the Purina team, but she is a veterinarian that is focused on canine and feline preventative medicine. She graduated from Cornell's vet school. That's a big one. That's a tough one. And she actually hosts the Cornell Veterinary Podcast. When she's not hanging out with a stethoscope around her neck, she likes to bake and spend time with her family. So we had two great guests, and we are very happy on the OBehave show because we got the first slot of the satellite media term with Nick and Dr. Michelle. We were pretty jazzed about that. So it's a special segment of OBehave. We're so happy that you tuned in. Want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He produces each and every show on the Pet Life Radio Network. We are the number one pet radio network on the planet. Check me out on YouTube. My YouTube is growing. Go to Arden Moore. And please, got cat, got dog, keep them safe. I now offer three ways for you to learn pet first aid in a fun way. In person, interactive Zoom, and now two self-paced online courses. Pick the one you like. Go to Pet First Aid for You. Until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. OBehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's OBehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. OBehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.